Todd Furman joins us from Las Vegas, Las Vegas bookmaker. Todd, are people watching this in the casinos?
There are definitely plenty of people packed into the casinos. And kind of building on what you guys were discussing about ratings, I think a true indicator, Clay, the MLS actually broke records, piggybacking that England-Italy game with the domestic league games that almost eclipsed a million viewers. Goes to show that the growth of soccer, whether we like it or not, I think it's here to stay.
What about gambling on soccer? I mean, do you guys get, do you have a line set on these Euro matches? How would you gamble on soccer? I'm guessing it's a lot like gambling on hockey, where there's a money line. It's difficult. I mean, because you can't really do over-under with the goals. I mean, what was the line, for instance, on this Spain and Portugal match today?
Well, there's three different main ways to bet soccer, one of which is a three-way line where you pick either Spain, Portugal, or the game to end in a tie, which it basically did for the first 90 minutes. So the tie would have paid out. Then you have a two-way line, which is a goal spread. So Spain was a half a goal favorite in this game with an over-under posted at 2. And then the third way you can bet it, when you get to the knockout stages of the major tournaments, it's team to advance. So that's the only bet people could have live right now is the team to advance. All the other wagers are just contingent on the 90 minutes plus injury time.
And Spain would have been the favorite to advance. Like, what kind of ratio to advance? I mean, how big of a favorite, I guess, would they have been in this game?
Spain is a 1-2 favorite to advance. So I imagine there's plenty of folks out there now sitting on tickets going, I'm going to have to sit through penalty kicks with a heavy, heavy price tag that paid to bet this game.
It's really interesting. With the college football news, Todd, how much money will be wagered in those three games, in the final four in the championship game?
I think it'll be a tremendous boon for us. It's one of the times, as a college football fan, I say that our job is the easiest as bookmakers. Hey, the more games that people want to play, we'll just hang numbers, and it'll increase our revenue. Don't have to be responsible for the selection committee, although I do think Las Vegas, having an unbiased opinion in there, would actually help the process quite a bit. Given that the national championship is always one of our biggest events out here, probably only behind the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl, the semifinals would be huge, especially if they were played on a weekend, and we could try and capitalize on a lot of that holiday traffic.
At Todd Furman on Twitter joins us on 3HL.
Todd, since the NBA draft is tomorrow, we all know Anthony Davis is going number one. Do we have any clue who's going number two? Do you guys bet on that?
The more people you talk to, it looks like if the Bobcats keep that pick, there's a chance it's going to be Thomas Robinson. So I think he has to be kept as the favorite there. But so much subject to change. I think there's so many teams right now that need a ton of pieces. And while this draft isn't all that top-heavy, I think there's plenty of game changers when you talk about depth. The guy to keep an eye on, though, from all the draft insiders is an SEC product in Bradley Beal. Looks to be probably the second pick if somebody trades up to try and draft him for his upside.
Now, do you do any side betting of who may drop out of the top 10 or especially be, you know, drop out of the draft even in the first round to the second round?
Unfortunately, Blaine, we can't book any of the draft stuff because there are people who already know where certain players are going to go and what type of player movement there may be. Even the offshore books don't take a whole lot on the NBA just because there's so much subject to change, unlike the NFL where everybody knows the ins and outs. And within a handful of picks, you have a pretty good idea of where most of the players are going to end up.
All right, well, we're going to jump to Wimbledon. I'm sure you guys have some lines on who's going to win in women's and men's, right?
There's no doubt about it. Novak Djokovic, the overwhelming favorite. He was available 3-2 before the tournament start, and watching him through his first two matches, no reason to believe he won't continue to be. Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal right behind him, right in that 2-1 range. Women's draw a little trickier. Serena Williams, Maria Sharapova atop the board. But one thing to keep in mind with the women, we'll always shade American women a lot more than we'll shade true odds for the main reason we know where most of our clientele wants to plunk down their money.
We're all just discussing that baseball is almost halfway there. So do we know or have any odds on who's going to be the starting pitchers in the All-Star game and who's going to win the home run derby, who's going to win it, American National League? Do you guys do any of that?
Not for the home run derby. We'll book the day of the event. But to win the home run crown for the regular season, the player who's seen the most movement has been Jose Bautista amid this recent hot streak.
Oh, man, 24.
Yep, he opened the season at 8-1, started slow. We took him up to 15-1, and now he's all the way down to even money, which puts him on a level playing field with the likes of Josh Hamilton. Obviously, folks who came in and bet Matt Kemp during that early season hot streak, he's not going to get there, but that's one of the pitfalls when you bet a season-long prop where you don't have any injury protection.
At Todd Furman on Twitter on 3HL.
Todd, I'm seeing some of the over-unders for season wins starting to pop. I know you've talked about when those will be set at some of the other major books. What kind of date line are you expecting to see when that really kind of pops all across the Vegas casinos?
Most of Las Vegas will probably go up with those closer to the end of July. I know the Greek, one of the primary offshore sportsbooks, was the first one to go up with them today. Without any real surprises, I think going through my initial reads, the only one that may be a little bit low would be Oklahoma State, a Cowboys team who has a chance to start the season 6-1, maybe even 7-0, if they can break in a young quarterback. And the one team that looks a little bit high may be the Miami Hurricanes. They're over-under set at 7, despite the fact this is a team who may only be favored in 5 games.
Good stuff, Todd. Thank you, brother.
Always a pleasure, guys. And stay tuned for the soccer, because I can assure you in 4 minutes, once we get the penalty kicks, you'll see a couple balls going to the back of the net.
Hope so. End it now. Thank you, Todd.
All right, thanks, guys.